high desert in the great American Southwest. I bid you all good evening, good morning, and a very, very happy New Year to all of you. As the New Year races across from the East Coast, where it has just occurred, Chicago just had the New Year, but so it's racing across the country toward the American Southwest and the desert here. So that's one big thing to note, and along with it, of course, the fact that we're going to do our annual, and I guess it's a decade-old tradition now at least, prediction show. This is the prediction show part two tonight, and I'll have a lot more to say about that in a moment, but it's impossible not to note the world's, our world has experienced an event of biblical proportions. This is the kind of thing you would read in the Bible, isn't it? The tsunami that occurred. And the world was very slow to understand the scope of what happened. Very slow to understand. I mean, in the first hours, it was thousands, which means that we didn't begin to understand the scope. And I'm not sure we still grasp the scope of what happened. But one thing's for sure, it's of biblical proportions. And like everybody, it's like 9/11 in a way. The way it hits you. You're in shock for a little while. CNN was running early shots of all of this and then later shots that suggested that people and towns and villages just vaporized. That was the word they used. Vaporized. They're just gone. So the latest would be death toll is now over 121,000 officially. The U.S. has upped its tsunami aid about tenfold as ships and planes are converging on the area trying to help. They still don't know the scope of all of this. But in the year 2004, it happened, and it was of biblical proportion. Is of biblical proportion. And that's something to say. Now, I want to make note, and I don't normally do this, but once again, I'm going to forego, actually, I had a lot of news about the tsunami. There are a number of things that I'd like to clear up for those who aren't clear on it, but it actually was of a magnitude that affected the Earth's rotation, and I've got a story on that. It actually shortens our days by a fraction. It shifted the islands in the Indonesian area, it actually physically shifted them. I've got stories on all of this. And, of course, the animals, not one has been found dead. Not one, because they knew. And speaking of they knew, I've got quite a story here, which it'll make you too angry to hear it. But they knew. They knew it was coming in Thailand, and they decided not to issue a warning out of courtesy to the tourist industry. I've got a whole story on that. So there's so much to talk about with respect to this event, but we will not do it this night. What we will do is finish up our predictions, and before we even begin, it's pretty important to note the following. Number 29, which had received a bonk. No. Let's go back to number 24 that had received a bonk. It said something really major was going to happen of an earthquake nature. Well, that goes from a bonk to a gigantic ding. Number 29 predicted a huge wave in California, and I'm not going to certainly convert that to a ding because it was specific and said California, but I do want to note that they said a huge wave. And then I'm only up to telling you about prediction number 54, I think, is where we will begin. But I want to skip ahead. In my predictions for the year 2004, number 93, whoever you are out there, I just wrote in bold, big letters the word tsunami. Somebody a year ago just called me up and made such an impression on me. They just had me write down the word tsunami in capital letters. That would be number 93, and that's somebody hitting it, obviously, straight on the head. But I will review these beginning with number 54, which is where we left off some time ago. By the way, I want to thank George Noy, who is off tonight and, in fact, will be off next week, a much-needed and earned vacation for George. So I will help you usher in the new year. You will help me usher in the new year. What we've got coming up is your opportunity to register by number a prediction for the year 2005, already upon many of us and racing across the U.S. right now. So tonight will be your last opportunity to register one of these numbered predictions, which we've done for 10 years now. And we're up to, I think, in taking predictions, number 58. So the first one we get tonight is going to be number 58. Just impossible not to note the fact that somebody hit tsunami right on the head. I mean, that's all they had to say was, Art, there's going to be a gigantic tsunami in 2004, and so there was. That needed to be noted. I don't know who you are out there, but if you recognize the fact you were the one who made this prediction, I would say we definitely want to hear from you tonight. As we continue taking predictions, and there are certain rules for these predictions, nothing too heavy, only on-air predictions are ever recorded in this yearly event that we do. I don't take them by email, I don't take them by other phones or anything. In other words, they've got to be on the air. So there's no monkey business going on here. These are numbered, recorded, and the only ones I record are ones that you actually give on the air. And there's a million people running tape recorders out there, so they're well recorded, not just on my list. So those of you who have kept lists along with me, review that great big tsunami one. Yikes! So the fact is, regular people do have talent. They do have psychic talent. Look at all the animals. There's not one dead animal body, and you know why that is? It's because they knew. They could feel it. They have a sixth sense for that. We still have vestiges of that sort of sense, that sixth sense. Some people have a very enhanced version of it. And with regard to the predictions we're going to take tonight, so only on-air predictions are taken, only one per customer, that's right, only one prediction, and now this, I think, is the most important part of all. And in the last few years, I've been urging this. Please do not use the opportunity to get on the air tonight. Do not use prediction night as a political or wish list platform. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean, don't call me up and simply use the airtime to say something you wish would happen, you know, politically motivated perhaps or whatever. In other words, it's not actually a prediction from your psychic center, which is what I want. I'm asking all of you, before you dial, before you call up to make a prediction, that you consult your psychic center, that sixth sense that may not be altogether eroded and is certainly enhanced in many of you, to come up with your prediction and therefore drive our rate up. Don't just idly call me. If you have a very strong feeling from some source that something is going to happen in 2005, then we want to hear from you. If you just want to chatter about sort of what you wish would happen, then by all means, please do not call, because those are not psychically centered predictions. They're just sort of, I don't know, political blogging or what have you. At any rate, we'll do it. Begin in a moment. somebody suggested that we dig out the audio of the person making that prediction. That's a pretty good idea. So I wonder if the people up at the network, that's asking a lot, I know, to dig back through an old program, but it's worth considering. It's number 93, prediction number 93 made for 2004, back in the closing hours of 2003. So if people up the network would like to dig it out, I'd happily play it. And I know they're listening right now, so hey guys, take that on if you wish. All right, we're going to begin doing predictions now, and we're going to begin with number 58. Welcome to the prediction program. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Art.
Yes, hi.
My prediction is New York City would get hit with an unknown virus.
New York City hit with virus, huh?
With a severe virus, a mystery virus.
Okay. Do you think it will be man-made, distributed by man as a terrorist act, that sort of thing, or do you think that nature will visit this upon New York City?
Terrorists.
You think it's going to be terrorists, huh?
Absolutely.
And if I'm listening carefully enough to your accent, I detect you're probably from New York City.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. I detected that. Well, all right. Then I guess I'd like to ask you how this came to you. Why do you believe this might be true? Was it sort of just something that entered your head or what?
I just don't know. It's this weird feeling that we're so wide open to anything now. And I feel like... you know, we're not looking for buildings to get knocked down or anything. I'm looking for a virus. I feel a strong sense of a virus is going to hit us.
Yes, I understand. But are you sort of just basing this on the logic that you think we have very open borders and that sort of thing?
No,
or do you actually see it coming is what I'm trying to...
I see it coming. I've been seeing it coming. I've been seeing people laying down. And it's being played down as an unknown virus, but it's more than that.
All right, my friend, thank you for the call. Number 58, kind of chilling, huh? We were kind of kicking this idea around as I did the first prediction program. Bad news is what, I mean, when you hear the news, it's bad news, right? We all know that. Good news, I guess, doesn't sell well or something. But I was sort of noting as we did the last prediction show that most of these predictions are dire. Predictions. Dire. Bad news. So, it's not just what the television networks portray on the evening news. It's apparently what's on people's minds. And for that reason, they run it on the evening news because that's what resonates with all of us. It's just an interesting anomaly to consider that when people are making predictions, thinking about the future, or listening to the news, it's all bad news, or at least 99.8%. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes, good
Happy
evening.
New Year.
And the very same to you.
Okay, my name's Wade. I'm calling from Louisa, Kentucky. I'm listening to you on WTAM out of Cleveland, 1100 AM.
Boy, they've got a reach, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I'm 360 miles from Cleveland, and I get the signal pretty good.
Yeah, it rocks and rolls. All right, welcome to the program, and what I'm presuming you have a prediction for us.
Yes, I do, Art. I had to think about it. There were several, but I think I've pinned it down to one.
Okay.
Okay. My prediction is that sometime in the first half of 2005, a hostile act in the Persian Gulf, an American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier will be destroyed.
Oh, my God. And you believe this will be in the Persian Gulf?
Yeah. I may even go as far as the name of which ship.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
All right. How, in what manner has this come to you?
Well, Art, I've had these visions, I've had these troubles through my life and stuff, including the fact that I knew about 9/11 and got put in, I was unfortunately put in jail that weekend before it happened, when I was unable to tell anybody about what was going to go on. I had phone numbers to call.
Because you were in jail?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Didn't you rattle the cage and tell the guards or something?
Yeah, I rattled the cages. There was people I had warned about, including someone that had been on your show. I won't say who it is. But
should I ask you what you did to get incarcerated at that moment, that critical moment?
It was a setup, I'll say that much. And my family does.
You were a setup?
Yeah, it was. It really was. If I explained it to you, you would just blow your mind.
Well, okay, that's all right. I'm sure. I mean, everybody in jail is innocent, right?
Well, that's true. But yes. In my situation, I wouldn't say set up. I set myself up.
See, that sounds closer to personal responsibility to me.
Yeah.
This is a very serious prediction, and you're really telling me you got 9/11, couldn't tell anybody because you were in the pokey, but you do see a U.S. carrier attacked in the Gulf.
Yeah, either a hostile, suicide attack or maybe anti-ship missiles by Iran.
And this will be in the first half of the year.
Most likely, yeah.
All right, then one other question. How do you delineate between the first half of the year and the second half? As you're receiving this, why is it you think the first half of the year?
Because we are actively planning to launch military operations within the next few months against Iran. We are already flying our classified aircraft over Iran. This has been reported in the Iranian press. The Iranians are getting spooked. They're trying to buy some of the anti-ballistic missile systems off the Russians. And their military right now is on full-scale alert, as it is.
And well, if we were to lose a capital ship, now you're saying a U.S. Aircraft carrier is attacked. Do you see it being sunk, actually destroyed, or?
Yeah, I actually see it sunk and destroyed. You got about 3 million gallons of jet fuel, 1 to 2,000 tons of weaponry, and all that stuff.
Well, that's a capital asset of the United States. Thank you very much, sir. And if a capital asset was destroyed, we would quickly determine who was responsible. And my expectation is they would face some sort of nuclear response. You do not sink capital ships like destroyers. You don't do that, not without getting ready for the consequences, and they're going to be fast and heavy. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi. Well, what is your first name?
My name is Carl.
Hey, Carl. Where are you?
I'm in Oklahoma.
Okay. Well, we're collecting predictions of the thoughtful, Carl.
I do have some extremely good news and bad news in this prediction.
Huh.
It will concern the whole world.
It will be number 60. At least it's got some component of good news. How about giving us that first? What's the good news?
The good news is we are entering the final turning point of all of human history, and depending on what the human race does with the information that's going to come out this year, will determine whether we survive on this planet or not.
Oh, Carl. I sense that's going to make the bad news very bad.
The bad news is,
yes,
the alien god, Lucifer, is Jesus, and it shall be exposed to the whole world this year.
That Lucifer is Jesus?
Yes, indeed.
All right. It is registered as number 60. That would be quite a revelation indeed, wouldn't it, that Lucifer is Jesus? You know, not that Lucifer is Jesus, I'm not saying that, but there is some pretty interesting news, if I can find the story. I've been sort of, I do that since I'm now on, not on a nightly basis. I tend to sort of collect this news, and some of it probably for some of you is going to be old news, but they found what amounts to a box of bones that are said, a burial box that says, maybe Jesus artifact. I wonder how many of you have heard about this, that they may have found the brother of Jesus. Now, you think about that. They may have found the brother of Jesus. And along with the rest of this news, I'm going to just hold this. We'll get into it a lot more as tomorrow evening and so forth goes by. By the way, tomorrow evening, Major Ed Doom Dames will be here. And then the following night, Sunday night, we're going to have completely open phone lines. Rip and roar, unprotected, you name it. We'll talk about it, open phone lines. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Well, good evening, Art.
Good evening, sir. Where are you?
I'm calling from Salem, Oregon.
Salem, okay. And your first name?
My first name is Larry.
Larry, okay, welcome to the program. Your prediction, if made, will be number 61.
61. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. My prediction, I actually made this prediction on the 14th of November this year, and I've been doing this for a while. This is the I think, probably the biggest. And I hate to say it because of all the recent circumstances taking place with the tsunami.
Okay.
This one is about that as well.
Okay.
This is going to be somewhere between August and October.
Okay. We don't have a lot of time. We're facing a break here. So between August and October.
Yes. A major earthquake is going to take place off the coast of Japan around Hokkaido. And it's going to cause a tsunami that will devastate Bremerton and downtown Seattle. Pike's Marketplace will be destroyed, and it's going to topple the Space Needle.
Oh, my God.
Massive destruction.
Are you sure that this prediction that you're making right now is not sort of inspired by the news?
No. I foresaw this on the 14th of November, and I have it documented on a piece of paper.
All right, hold on. I'll bring you back after the bottom of the hour. Stay right there.
Bell. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It certainly is. My listeners are very resourceful. I'm already fast-blasted with an MP3 link of the prediction made for the tsunami last year. That tells you how people keep track of things here. And I quickly tried to bring it up and couldn't, but... I'll give it another shot here. I'm sure the network will dig it out for me. And if you're listening up there at the network, and you guys aren't, celebrating the new year too hard up there, if you could make your way to last year's show, number 93, prediction number 93, that person hit it on the head. The only thing it says in capital letters is tsunami. So, anyway, we're doing predictions for 2005, and I ask that you think it over very carefully and just don't idly call. And so far that's exactly what we've been receiving, and with that kind of attention to detail by all of you, and I appreciate the favor, and not just sort of, making political statements and such, but really thinking it through to your psychic center as best you can, that we'll get some pretty heavy hits again next year. Now, we'll review more of them, and there's a lot of misses, but when you get a hit like that, holy mackerel. thank you very much to whoever fast-blasted me here. Here it is, Edward in Hammonton, New Jersey. Thank you very much, Edward, and I'll pursue getting that, but in the meantime, hopefully the network will dig it up for me. I mean, it's the beauty of what we're doing right here. Since I don't accept any predictions in email, and God knows people make them, and or by other means, I get calls, private calls, that kind of thing, people wanting to do it. Uh-uh. Only ones made here on the air. That way there's no monkey business. Everybody gets to hear it, everybody gets to record it, and if you hit it, then you get listened to. For example, if number 93 is out there, the person who made that bold prediction, just in capital letters, tsunami, if that person would like to call, and I can verify as that person, we'll have you on the air for a half hour or so, and we'll, you know, listen very carefully to what you say. Returning now to West of the Rockies, this gentleman made a prediction of a major earthquake in Japan, with a tsunami that then destroys Seattle, bringing down, among other things, a Space Needle. And that's such a serious prediction, sir, that, again, I want to probe and make sure it's not just an echo of what has just happened. But you say no. You've recorded this how long ago, please?
I wrote this on the 14th of November.
Prediction. And you wrote it where and did what with it?
Well, I have a notebook that I keep predictions in, and the ones that I really feel very strongly about, I
right.
actually make a copy for myself, and then I send them to myself in the mail.
Yeah. You see, I think there are a lot of people like you, the so-called psychics out there, frankly, even many of the ones that we interview here on the air, that sort of thing. Well, you know, they're all right, but I think there are people like you who have a real talent, who aren't on radio programs and TV shows all the time. We've got a tremendous pool of people out there, and so there's a lot of people like you with talent. You began recording them. Why? Because you began, what, getting them and then realizing that they were coming true?
Actually, I started recording them before they were coming true. In fact, in early October of this year,
uh-huh.
and I'm looking at it right now, I made a prediction that Yasser Arafat would die in France sometime in early November and no later than the 16th.
All right. Well, it's important that you get this kind of forum to put your prediction on, a journal, a notebook. I don't know how much weight that carries, but now you got some weight behind you, buddy. Thank you very much. I hope what you say doesn't come true.
I do, too. Thank you very much.
See you later. All right. Prediction number 61, a major earthquake in Japan with a tsunami hitting Seattle and destroying, I guess, the better part of the city if it takes down the Space Needle. That's serious indeed, huh? First-time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Art?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have a prediction for January.
So real quick, huh?
Yeah. On the 28th and 20th, are we allowed to talk about the election, upcoming elections?
You mean in Iraq?
Uh-huh.
Well, sure, yeah, why not?
Okay,
sure. Are they gonna, the first question would be, are they gonna happen?
No. 28th and the 29th, around there, it's gonna come up that they're not gonna be, you know, having a draft. I mean, they're having the, elections. And then, he's gonna come on and say that he's gonna need to have a draft.
President Bush will call for the draft?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's really two predictions snuck in on
me. Oh, sorry about that.
That's right. Everybody heard you make the same one, but I'm going to write down Iraq elections not held in January. Indeed, you know, all of the workers, I guess, that they had hired
mm-hmm.
To help with the elections, they all quit, and it was, what, hundreds of them, I think.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate the call, sir, and the prediction number 62.
62.
Right. All right.
Thank you. All right.
Take care. So there you have it. Yeah, it's a pretty close call under any circumstances whether or not they're going to be able to pull off these elections, and if they do, how much they mean. Because, of course, there is still part of Iraq that's held by the insurgents, and the insurgents certainly, even in land that we officially control, have so much influence with the terror that they've been visiting upon the Iraqi people that They might not be held, and if they are, they might be sort of a sham. I don't know. Doesn't look like they're ready for it, but they keep saying they're on schedule. Wildcard Line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, and greetings to you, and I wish you well in the new year.
Thank you.
All of yours and the listening audience.
Well, thank you. What is your first name?
Lena. Actually, it's a nickname, but it's attached to another nickname and then a whole series of other nicknames. It's a long, long story.
Okay.
But we can do it another show.
It's a pretty
name.
The
prediction, I'm up here in the northern Midwest.
Okay.
Near the Red River.
All right.
Now, back in 1997, the Red River overflowed its banks. We had heavy snowfall. And we, again, have heavy snowfall, and the ground was saturated here like a wet sponge this last fall.
Yes.
Couldn't get my garden up.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's the same here right now. As you know, it's been in the news a lot. Southern California is being drenched with storm after storm after storm. And we're getting here in the desert, where we had 2 inches the other day. I'll tell you what. 2 inches in the desert is like pouring water on marble, you know?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't sink in. It just sort of swashes around, and so we get flooding. It's not good. Anyway.
I was lucky enough once, back in 1996, to travel in your area there near Las Vegas and down to Mexico, and I've seen areas where the road was just washed out.
That's right.
Like an old road where it had come so fast and washed the road.
Yes,
right.
Oh, it's taken care of most of the roads in Death Valley. They've had a hell of a time with Death Valley this year. Anyway, what is your prediction?
Well, I unfortunately have to predict this Red River becoming the Red Sea once again, as it did in 1997 here. They weren't prepared for so much moisture, and it overflowed its banks, and a lot of people's homes and properties were damaged. I'm not far from that Red River, and like I say, a lot of people were affected.
And you're saying it's going to become more like a what?
The Red Sea.
See,
that's what they called it back in 1997.
Yeah, what state are you actually in?
Actually, I'm up here just above North Dakota, across the border in Canada.
Oh, you're in Canada?
Yes,
okay.
So I'm up the northern end of the Red River, which runs down into the States and Grand Forks and Fargo, and that area was pretty badly flooded out in 97, and... like I say, we had torrential rains here through the summer. We didn't have much of a summer weather-wise, nowhere near as warm as we normally get. And I've been back here on the farm for about 20 years trying to get into the gardening stuff and
watching the weather very carefully.
Yes,
our climate is obviously in the middle of change. Thank you very, very much for the call and the prediction. It is number 63. Let's review some predictions that were made last year. That's part of what we do here. Number 54 last year was, we figure out the Mayan calendar. I think that's a safe bonk, right? We still don't really know. Number 55, the USA basketball team wins gold. And I believe that's a bonk. I stand, by the way, to be corrected. I'm only going by my own memory, which is increasingly weak. Number 56, earthquake in New Mexico. I think that's a safe bonk, right? Number 57, President Bush loses the election. Well, that'd be a big bonk, wouldn't it? Number 58, Russian, neo-Nazis release Ebola. That, thank God, is a bonk. Number 59, let's see, Cheney is not the running mate, but instead Condoleezza Rice. Wrong, bonk, didn't happen. Number 60, Bigfoot caught. I believe that's a bonk, haven't heard the headlines otherwise. Number 61, terrible foreign oil spill. That one is a great big ding. In fact, somewhere here, I've got that story. Unfortunately, I'm not sure where, but Ramona brought that in to me earlier and said, hey, Art, this is going to be a great big ding. There has just been a terrible foreign oil spill. Number 62, cold fusion. There are advances in cold fusion. I'm tempted to give that a tentative ding because there's been a lot of news out of Europe on cold fusion. Let's see, number 63, more Mars lost. I have no idea what that means. We'll give that a tentative, Well, I'm sure it meant more of our Mars probes are lost. That would be a bonk then, because I believe that our probes have done very well, in fact, unexpectedly well. In fact, there's been a lot of weather that has actually been cleaning off the solar panels and giving what we've got on Mars right now more power. Number 64. Oh, boy, is this a bonk. Troops out of Iraq by the end of the year. I don't think that we're going to get troops out of Iraq by the end of the decade, much less the end of the year, big bonk. 65, Al-Qaeda gets stronger. You know, that's an unknown. I can't ding it, I can't bonk it. Nobody really knows the strength of Al-Qaeda. There are people saying that we're overestimating Al-Qaeda. I've had them on as guests, so I don't know what to do with that. You know what, ding, they probably are stronger with all of the publicity about their activities. I'm going to guess they probably are stronger. Number 66, one-third of mankind to be destroyed. Well, that came from a biblical belief, of course, and it's safely a bonk. It's an awful lot of people that have died as a result of this tsunami, but nowhere near a third. Number 67, no terrorism in the U.S. in 2004. Now, there's a ding. You know, when you think about it, ding, 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 ding. Big ding. I give you a big ding for that, because really, there was no major terrorist incident in the U.S., and that would have been a very, very, very unlikely belief in 2003, wouldn't it? In fact, even here in what's left of 2004 and 2005 coming, it's not very easy to predict there will be no terrorism, huh? But surprisingly, shockingly, thus far there has not been. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the program.
How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm great.
Oh, well, that's always good. What's your first name?
Teresa.
Teresa. And where art thou, Teresa?
I'm in Cleveland, Tennessee, right by Chattanooga.
Right by Chattanooga. Welcome to the program. This is a prediction show. Do you have one for us?
Yes, I do. It's big.
A big one, huh?
Yes.
All right. It'll be assigned the 64th position, the honorable 64th position. What would it be?
That the Ark of the Covenant will be found.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I know where it's at.
You do?
I'm 32 years old, and since I was 10 years old, I've had this dream about the Ark of the Covenant. And I've studied maps. I've studied everything, books, everything you can think of.
Why do you think it will be found in the coming year?
Well, I'm racing against time. I have to find it by 2006.
Oh.
And I need William Henry's help and Graham Hancock's help to travel to this country to get it, and it's not in Scotland. And my
In what way do you know this to be true?
Well, my husband's uncle is a Knights Templar. And he was knighted at Roslyn Chapel. And it is not there, the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay, well, there's a lot of places where we know it's not.
Right, but inside the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay, I'm going to ask straight out again. In what way do you know this to be true? Is it from your husband? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No?
From
okay.
My dreams.
Oh, from your dreams. All right, well, that was it. All right, thank you very much. In other words, I want to have a sense of where your predictions come from. And that definitely qualifies. You know, repetitive dreams would qualify as a good reason to make a prediction. Repetitive dreams are probably important in some way. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Good morning.
Morning, Art.
Hi, where are you, sir?
I'm in Tacoma, Washington.
Tacoma, okay, and you have a prediction of some sort. What is your first name?
Craig.
Craig, okay, Craig. Maybe I should ask even before I ask what it is. How do you know what you're about to tell us? Is it something you feel, or?
Oh, it's just something I just absolutely know.
Something you absolutely know.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt about it in your mind?
No doubt about it in my mind at all.
Okay, let's hear what it is.
I predict that in 2005, people around the globe are going to discover that the Apostle Paul in the Bible is actually the Antichrist.
How do you think that will suddenly become common knowledge?
I think a word's going to get around.
The word will get around?
The word will get around.
All right.
Yeah, because I've been reading Bible prophecy since I was real young. And the great red dragon, I guess, gave this beast his power, seat, and great authority, who everybody considers to be the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And the angel told John, he said, the whole world's going to be startled and astonished when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is.
No, that definitely, all right, thank you. That definitely would do it. That would be number 65. That the world will suddenly realize that the Apostle Paul is instead the Antichrist. Wow. Now, again, I want to urge caution here, and I want to be careful that people don't use the predictions because it's a misuse, even as well-intended as it is to proselytize, to simply express express a religious view, but rather what we're trying to get here is people looking inside their psychic self and really feeling that an event is coming based on, for example, a repetitive dream or just something that came to you or something in that category. But, I'm a little worried about this sort of thing because it sounds like your religious view, you know, just getting an opportunity to call up and express that. A first-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art Bell.
Yes, sir. What is your first name?
Oh, my name's Dan. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, Dan.
Big fan. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I got a prediction for you. I predicted in the year 2005, an anti-communist group in North Korea will unseat the dictator Kim Jong-il.
An anti-communist group?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so North Korea becomes democratic?
Not necessarily democratic, just, I'm not really sure, just something.
Well, if they're anti-communist.
Someone unhappy with the North Korean government.
Are they fascist, or, I mean, what do you foresee taking over?
My feeling is a pro-democracy, but, I mean, it could be anything.
So you think it is possible that a democracy would take foot?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call, and you are duly recorded right now as, let me see, number 66.
All righty.
All right.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. In fact, everybody, we're in the Mountain Time Zones. It's about to be a new year. Directly ahead, everybody, and I mean directly ahead. You see the signpost out there? 2005. Here we come. Sweet dreams are made of the ends of
she's got something.
Talk with Art Bell. Call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
And that's music that'll get your blood going. I once got to introduce the Grassroots on stage up in Anchorage, Alaska. Good morning, everybody. I'm Art Bell, and we're doing predictions for the year 2005, and I think we're doing very well so far. Again, we had a gigantic hit. We had a monstrous hit last year when somebody predicted a tsunami, and sure enough, now this is an ugly way to do this, but what I'm going to do is, I've got a computer here, and he gave me the link, so I'm going to save my network some trouble here, and I'm going to play part of this for you. It may be hard to hear the way I'm going to do it, but I'm going to give it a shot. I don't have a direct link, so I'm just going to hold my mic up near the speaker and play a little bit of this for you. This gentleman was kind of interesting. We were up against the clock, as we so often are in talk radio, and it was like he couldn't make the prediction. He couldn't, this was in 2003, he couldn't get it out, or something was scaring him to say it, but it was tsunami without question. This is the one, number 94. I'm going to take the mic off and hold it near the speaker and try and play this for you. I hope you can understand.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Hi, this is David, sitting in a control room in wonderful Upland, California, listening to you on 640 AM talk radio. More talk than human containers will have to have in one evening.
Okay.
And I've got a kind of weird predicament.
Yeah.
I had a prediction that I was going to make about terrorist activity this month, and I'm a remote viewer trained by Art, by Ed Danes.
Terrorism in December, you mean, or
no?
In January.
In January.
Okay. Yes.
And in gleaning the information, we go to a source to get information. Although this wasn't remote viewed, I'm also a healer and trained in other modalities.
All right. We don't have a lot of time here, so
I'll be real quick. I was in the same source that gave me the information asked me not to reveal it, so I had to swap to a prediction that other people have been experiencing that have been emailing George in regards to a tsunami.
It's like you're calling me up to tell me a prediction that you can't tell me about.
So that's the weird predicament that I'm in, and I feel
very
awkward about it.
That is very weird. You shouldn't have even told me that you can't tell me. But I'll put down tsunami anyway. Number 93, actually. A lot of people think tsunami. Is that correct? We shall see. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell.
There you go. Now, that's a pretty raw way to play it back, but a lot of people think tsunami. Did you hear that? I mean, how can you listen to that, made in 2003? How can you listen to that and not have the chills run down your back? That was recorded from a year ago. In a moment, we will continue predictions for the year ahead. All right, once again, we're all about predictions for 2005. These are numbered, recorded predictions that then will be sealed in the Bell family vault until another year passes. This is a decade-old tradition now, and I'm thankful to be here on New Year's Eve, once again getting to do it, and shocked at what we got from last year. It's got to make you stop and think, and it does me. And the reason I do this program is, again, because there are talented people out there. They're not on TV, they're not on radio, they don't advertise their talent, but they have it nevertheless. This is the opportunity to express your talent in a way that is absolutely verifiable. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's yes, sir. Going? Where are you?
I'm from New England.
New England.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, I can kind of hear a bit of Massachusetts in there. All right. Welcome to the program, and your first name?
My name's Matt.
Matt. Okay, Matt. No doubt you have a prediction for us, huh?
Oh, my God, do I ever.
By the way, when I played that just holding my mic up to the speaker. Could, you know, it was a kind of a fuzzy MPEG-3, but could you hear it?
Actually, I shut my radio off as soon as I...
Well, yeah, but you should have been able to hear it over the phone.
Well, no, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay, well...
I've listened to you, Art, for 10 years. This is my first time I've ever called in. And, wow, this is awesome.
Well,
all I can say.
It is, yes. So you have a prediction for us, right?
Yeah, I do. I've got...
One, just one.
Okay, one.
That's one of the rules. You can only give us one. So the one that you really feel is going to come true.
What I really feel is going to come true is I think we are going to have some boat that's going to come in to Massachusetts Harbor area, and they're going to run aground, and they're going to leak all that oil, and I think it's going to make a hell of a mess, and it's going to kill the fishermen and everything. And the sad thing is there's nothing you can do about that, and I don't know. It's frustrating, but...
All right. What is the center of... your prediction? In other words, where did you get it? Where did it come from? How do you feel that you know this?
Well, I guess because just listening to the, over the years, and hanging around the waters and everything, and there's a lot of things that go on the water that nobody hears about.
That's for sure.
And last year there was, you know, my father-in-law, he's passed away, but he was with the Ducks Unlimited, and he used to go clean up all those birds and everything when that stuff happened.
Yes.
And I'm not a tree hugger or an animal hugger or anything. I'm a hunter. But all I'm saying is I got a bad feeling with all this the oil stuff going on. I just
bad feelings.
Hope these guys will be safe.
Bad feelings count. All right, thank you very much. Yes, if you have a foreboding bad feeling of something coming, then that's what a prediction really is all about. So that absolutely qualifies. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. This is Blair in Sedona, Arizona.
Hi, Blair.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Well, my prediction is, as a result of U.S. Space actions, exploded pieces from a target in space will come raining down on the Earth, causing what appear to be spontaneous fires upon the planet in 2005.
Wait a minute now. What is it that explodes?
Okay, if you look at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory's press release dated December 14th, NASA set to launch first comet impact probe to Comet Tempel-1.
Yeah, we're going to try and, I guess, get some cometary dust or impact on it. I can't remember which it is, yeah?
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to shoot a 820-pound copper impactor into the comet at 23,000 miles per hour.
Right you are.
Yeah.
But and you're thinking then that what, changes the orbit of the comet and it smacks into Earth or what?
Not necessarily. Just the fragments will come raining down on back on the planet. And amateur astronomers are supposed to be able to see this around the 4th of July, I believe. It's supposed to be launched either January 12th. I think the window is January 12th to the 28th of 2005, takes 6 months, 83 million.
Right, but I don't think that their plan is to have anything like that happen, right?
Of course not. That's why I'm making this prediction.
Okay. exploding pieces rain down on the planet. Well, that would
fires.
Be a big one if you got it.
It causes fires, too, and people will be freaking out.
That would definitely do it, all right.
Sure.
Sporadic fires just started up. Yikes.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, thank you very much for the call, and take care. And once again, I must note that you, as you can see, we're not exactly getting really good news from most of the callers. Almost all of them are on the negative side. And I want some of you to reflect on that and reflect on the fact that the press almost universally reports on negative items. And so the press is really just giving us, I guess, what it is that we want. We want the news, and news by nature is bad. Is that true? News by nature is bad. The good news does not get reported, nor does it get discussed in predictions. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Art, what an absolute treat. I've got to chime in with everyone else. What a treat to get you. You know, nobody does it like you, Art.
Thank you.
I'm calling you from Hawk Point, Missouri. I'm listening to you on 550 KTRS, and my prediction is that here in Missouri, that New Madrid Fault, we're going to have problems with that New Madrid Fault. There's going to be some type of an earthquake, I believe, here. I think we're long overdue here.
Well, I do. I guess, you know, there have been people who say, look, it happened at a full moon, and there's some reason to believe these kind of events frequently do more than not. Two, I personally wonder if an event the size of the one we've just had, which I said was biblical in proportion, and it was, how an event of that size could not affect other major fault lines in the world.
Absolutely.
Including the New Madrid, which, of course, accounts for, what, Missouri going backwards when it let loose and other horrible things. So,
right.
So you see the New Madrid giving way sometime in the coming year?
Yes, I sure do. It's just like a gut feeling. And a lot of people, I live in a little small town, a lot of people feel the same way. They feel like it's just going to be like a big chain reaction.
Huh.
And that's my grim prediction.
And you hear this not just inside yourself, but you're saying that other people that you know are having the same thing. That's important, too.
Right. A lot of people are talking about it, you know, because those plates, didn't they shift, like, several feet?
Oh, I don't even know if they know how far they shifted, but a very great long way indeed.
And just everybody here is just kind of, where I'm at, I'm northwest of St. Louis, about 60, 70 miles.
Right.
And the New Madrid Fault runs right through where we're at up here in this area. And a lot of people are talking about it. That's, you know, that's what all the old timers, sitting at the local gas stations and stuff. That's what everybody's talking about. And everybody kind of feels it like we're long overdue.
Well, I appreciate your call. It's number 69. All right. Thank you very much. And, again, a very dire prediction. The New Madrid Fault is capable. Well, we know what it's capable of, don't we? And once again, it certainly would be true, or it could be true. I better be very careful. That an event of this magnitude could affect, it's affected, what, the Earth's rotation? So it could affect other fault lines. And I guess we're all going to just have to wait and see, because we don't really know about these things, do we? Other than sharp predictions by all of you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, my name's Kerry. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Welcome, Kerry.
Yeah, this comes from a feeling that I've had probably since I was about 14 years old.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for. But how do you suddenly pin it down to the year 2005?
Well, I figure it's time. First of all, the visitors or the aliens that come to this earth, they're actually, this is what I've always believed, they're actually us from the future. We messed it up royally, probably in the year like 3000 or so, and they're coming back to get what they need from us now to fix what they've done.
Sure could be. I have long suspected that, if time travel is ever going to be possible, then we should be visited from time to time, shouldn't we?
Yeah, but, you know, I thought about that for years and years, and I figured that's probably what's really going on. Now, the government's known about it, but we're going to know about it as, as everybody
else. So what should
else.
I put down? Time travelers reveal themselves?
Yeah. How's that?
Okay.
And it's really going to happen this year. I can feel it.
Hmm. Okay, you got it. It's number 70.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. All right. Okay, reveal themselves. Time travelers reveal themselves. Well, that certainly is a possibility for any time, isn't it? If time travel is real, then, or will be real at some point in the future, and time travel into the past is possible, or will become possible, then we will and do now have visitors, and have had them for some time. They don't necessarily reveal themselves, but this caller thinks next year they will. International Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Mark. It's kind of strange. This is Alex calling from Mexico.
Mexico?
Yeah. I predicted that last prediction, believe it or not. When you told me to hold on a few minutes ago, I did, and I concentrated. I brought myself into a quieter state, and I actually heard the exact words you just said as that man predicted.
hey, let me ask you, too. By the way, again, where in Mexico are you?
I am calling from Tamaulipas, Mexico. It's near the border of South Texas.
Okay. I bet WOAI.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a monster of a signal they've got from San Antonio. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's no way, of course, that you can prove that to us, but...
That's the thing. I was racing around, looking around here, because I knew it was going to come on, how I could actually prove it. And there's a file in my computer that it can't be altered. I could probably prove it that way, but it'll take a few weeks. But anyway, on to the prediction.
Okay.
I've been hearing all these other callers, and they accidentally snuck in two predictions by accident. And I kind of revised my prediction before so that wouldn't happen. And the main prediction itself is actually going to be new species in South America.
Really?
Yeah, that's the prediction. Several new species, as a matter of fact. But because you're a cat lover, if I'm correct, as I am.
You are.
And I'm a kind of psychic that you will not find anymore. I divine species splits. Now, there used to be lots of these type of psychics around, but I'm the only one that I know of now, and I've actually looked. And see, they used to divine which way the species would go,
yes.
Developed on regular information. And, well, of course, it's sixth sense. And I've made a few predictions, of course, and they've come about, but these are minor things like flatworms and microorganisms. But in cats, there's a type of cat in South America that we're going to see pretty soon here. And it's going to be the most amazing new thing.
Also, it's going to be, all right, cool. It's going to be a new cat then, huh?
Yeah, the most intelligent cat anywhere. It's going to come around the late in 2005.
Well, cats are very intelligent anyway, so.
Oh, yeah. But you see, the key to intelligence is using your two front hands, and these cats in South America are... Cats that use both their front hands.
So,
nobody knows about them yet, but they'll be around.
You're telling me some cat is going to come along, and it's going to look at its paws. It's going to say to itself, I can do things with these paws.
Right, you hit it right on the head.
I can make tools with these paws.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a very much of an honor to speak to you, Mr. Bell.
It's an honor to have spoken to you. Thank you very much. That's a cool concept. A new species arrives on Earth. A kind of a cat. That can, well, maybe clean its own box. What do you think? Ramona's famous for telling me if they only have thumbs. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, Art.
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Arkansas.
Arkansas, all right. Speak up good and loud so everybody can hear you. Your prediction is going to be number 72.
Yes, I've never really told anybody about this. I've had kind of a reoccurring dream since my earliest memories.
Yes, sir.
I've always known that I will die in a war, and I feel that it's...
Well, now, wait. We're taking specific predictions for 2005, so are you telling me you're going to die in a war in 2005?
I feel that there's going to be a world war in 2005.
And you're going to die in it? Along with, I guess, a world war, huh?
I mean, I really don't believe in a lot of the stuff that, you know, all these psychic stuff and everything, but it's just a dream I've had every year.
Why? Well, if you've had it every year, why do you think it's upon us this quickly?
Because it's never been this strong.
Good answer. I hope to hell you're wrong.
So do I.
I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. A world war. Well, you can never rule that out, can you? That's a scary concept. I was a big fan of nuclear war movies. And we don't so much make them anymore because we think nuclear war, well, that's impossible. Now, right, since the fall of the Soviet Union, well, it's not impossible. And perhaps somebody making a new motion picture about a new scenario in which it could occur would be very successful. I mean, they virtually stopped. You remember should I call them the good old days? The Cold War? Remember getting under your desk, duck and cover everybody? Well, they made movies about nuclear war back then, and we've stopped. Why? Because we don't think it's possible anymore. Well, it is. No reason really to chuckle there, I suppose, but it's something that if you don't laugh about, you'd have to cry, because it is, it would be the end of the world as we know it, perhaps our part in enjoying its continued rotation. Oh, it'd still be here, all right, but we wouldn't.
be sure. I'll bring you diamond rings and things right to your door. To thrill you with delight, I'll give you diamonds bright. There'll be things that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
With Art Bell. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Actually, with all of you and your midnight, not confessions, but predictions and a few older memories for you this morning as we explore the psychic center of all of you out there. Stay right where you are. Let us quickly review some of the predictions made for the year 2004, some of the continuing ones. Certainly number 67 was a big ding, no terrorism in the U.S. Number 68 is Tennessee wins Super Bowl. Bunk! That's a big bunk. Number 69, it is revealed, look at this, it is revealed that we were tricked into the Iraq War. Ding, 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 ding. I'm dinging that. I think a strong case can be made that indeed we were tricked into that war as a result of faulty intelligence. Our own government has admitted that. The British Prime Minister has apologized for it. I think that's a fair ding. Now, I know some will argue with that, but indeed, tricked into the Iraq War. I'm dinging it. Number 70. That a major bank loses $3 billion. Now, I'm tentatively bonking that, and you can correct me if you're aware of a situation that turns that into a ding. Number 71, that there will be a tax revolt in Canada. Well, I haven't heard of one, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me. Canadians are taxed to the teeth, so I'm going to tentatively bonk it, but I'm sure there's always some discontent going on there as a result of the amount of taxation. Number 72, God calls. Now, this was interesting because it was connected to number 73 that was God calls, and we don't answer. So I'm not aware of any calls received from God, and of course, if we didn't answer, we wouldn't be aware of any such call, would we? Number 74, an asteroid hits Earth, a safe bonk. Don't think it has. Oh my God, number 75 is a repeat of an earlier one. Now you see, this number 75, the one I'm about to read, is the reason we do these things. Because there are people out there, like like this that exist. Number 75, ladies and gentlemen, is Boston goes to the World Series. Now, what are the odds of that? Ding, 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 ding. And you, sir or madame, are exactly the kind of person we're looking for this morning as we continue with predictions. Boston to win the World Series. I mean, that was like one in a quadrillion, just impossible, you know. The curse would end, and yet it did in a most spectacular, unlikely way. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Quite well. What is your first name?
Peggy.
Peggy, and where are you, Peggy?
I am east of the Rockies, and we listen at 9:30 on the dial on WT80.
Which is where?
Quincy.
Quincy, Illinois. All right. Well, indeed, welcome. And you have a prediction for me, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I predict there's going to be a very destructive volcano.
A volcano?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Any idea where?
No, I wish I could. But I just see the pictures. I can see the visions of them.
Has this been coming to you for a long time?
Since I was young.
Why do you think suddenly in 2005 you feel it will occur?
Because I just had the vision a couple of days ago.
Uh-huh.
And they usually happen within a short period of time or within the year. Usually a very short period of time.
Okay, but you said this particular one you said you've been having for many years.
No, not this particular one. Oh. I've always had visions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and you sort of noted. Now, I had one caller who had begun to write them down in a journal because they came true. Have you done anything like that?
No, I just remember them.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to write them down.
Well, you sure don't when you call this program.
No, and I had a vision about the earthquake just several days before it hit, but I didn't know it was going to have the flood or the tidal wave.
Well, the earthquake was very much secondary in terms of the destructive power, obviously, to this tsunami. Thank you very much. It's the whole tsunami story is just beyond we have not yet comprehended the scale of it. That there was not a warning that went out. And there may not even have been a sufficient infrastructure for distribution of warnings, and I understand that. But in the case where they could have given it, they didn't. And they did so in deference to the tourist industry, and there were concerns about lawsuits. It's an incredible story. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Jackie. I'm up in the Spokane, Washington area. How are you?
I'm quite well, Jackie. And as we head into a new year, and you no doubt have a prediction, don't you?
Yes, and what this comes from is a dream my husband had. He does not normally have dreams other than the usual type that people have. And I'm calling it in because it seems as though it's coming true. This dream occurred 6 months ago, and it was like a voice speaking to him, and he said there would be three large waves, and
when did he tell you that?
It was when the tsunami occurred over in the recent one that occurred, and it just really scared him.
He told you before or after the tsunami?
Oh, he had the dream before. He had the dream about 6 months before.
And in the dream, he told you there would be a total of three tsunamis?
Three. And the second one will follow the first very shortly. There won't be too much of a time lapse, and it will be worse than the first one. The third one will be a greater distance of time off, and it will be very bad. And what scared him when the tsunami happened is he doesn't normally have dreams of this nature, and it actually occurred, you know.
I know. That would be a big convincer if you dream something like this and it occurred, and it makes the second and third prediction all the more worrisome. So the
right.
second
and
one
I really
follows,
hope that it's not going to be correct, but...
Right, so the second one is following very close on the heels of the one we just had.
Right. It won't be too long. And then the last one will be a greater distance of time, but it'll be by far the worst of the three.
All right. The second one, then, at least, is going to come, you feel, in 2005.
I do believe it'll come this year, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If that fellow who called in earlier is correct on his time prediction, gauging by what my husband said about it, I think the third one could come by the very end of the year, but perhaps not. Perhaps not until 2006.
Got it. All right.
And I really hope they don't happen at all. I hope it's wrong.
Well, of course. But I understand why you called it in. Believe me, thank you very much. If somebody had successfully told you that there was about to be a gigantic earthquake and tsunami, and that it would be the first of three, then you would almost be compelled to call that in, wouldn't you? And that's exactly the kind of thing that I'm wanting for this program, and you're obviously delivering to me. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, yes. This is David from Connecticut.
Hi, David.
New Year. I see something happening with Yosemite. It's going to start acting up. But I see more of a sort of a poisonous gas outcropping, like a coming up.
Okay, possibly poisonous gas emission at Yosemite, something like that.
Yeah, and I see it starting.
I know there have been a kind of a cycle of rumblings in the Yosemite area that people worry about a lot. But you're saying in this year of 2005, something real will happen.
That's correct. Yes.
How do these come to you? Are they just something that sort of washes over you, or what?
Well, I just been having this view, like I'm above everything, and I see, I'm sorry to say it, but I see people perfectly normal, but just lying down.
Yeah. Got it. I appreciate the call, sir. Pretty terrifying stuff. All of these predictions tonight, with the exception of one or two made the other night, not this night, have been pretty terrifying things. And I'm really fairly deep in thought about this whole aspect of what we're receiving here on the air, and in fact what we get from our own news services. It's the negative side of life, no question about it. And that's what we're getting in predictions. You just don't hear that many positive predictions. And I'm pretty deep in thought about why that is. I mean, people have complained about the press worldwide now for years, right? Always negative all the time. Well, here too. So what does that say about humanity? Maybe a few of you would like to jot off emails to me on that subject. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. This is Diane in Central California.
Hey, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm afraid I don't have any good news for you.
I don't expect it, so there's no problem. It's going to be prediction number 76, and what, pray tell, is it?
Well, I am predicting a 7-point magnitude earthquake in Central California, 7 or higher.
Any idea how soon?
Imminent. It could be within the next couple weeks or days.
That's pretty quick. I was kind of, I guess, ruminating earlier about, seems to me possible that something of the magnitude that just occurred could affect other regions and areas with fault lines. Do you think that's what's happening, or is this a separate event?
I'm not sure. I've been able to predict them since the early 70s.
Really?
And it's usually by either side of my body. I know if it's east or west, but that's about as close as I can come.
Really? The and side of your body, it begins to hurt, vibrate? What
vibrates.
It vibrates.
And this, for the last 2 days, I haven't been able to walk a straight line, so I know that something's imminent.
And you've not ingested anything that otherwise would cause you not to walk a straight line?
No, absolutely. I haven't been drinking.
Yeah. All right. We'll look for 7 point or better somewhere in California. You think Central California?
I don't think it's Mammoth, and I don't think it's Paso Robles again. I think it's something that's not quite as well known.
Any idea how much damage as a result?
I think a lot of damage, but not a lot of death. We're pretty sparsely populated out here.
Good enough. Well, I hope you're wrong.
I do, too.
Do you have any feelings on... By the way, I wanted to ask someone else. Were you listening to the program earlier when I replayed that prediction from the previous year of the tsunami?
Yes.
Were you able to hear it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Quite clearly.
Oh, good. Good. That's pretty chilling to hear something specific like that, isn't it?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, and so is yours. Thank you.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Right. Happy New Year to you, too. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, and here comes the disaster. I'm serious about the emails. If you want to sit down and write to me why you think this is true, I'd be appreciative of it, and I might even read a few of them on the air. It is such an intriguing study in human nature, or maybe it's just simply the truth. Or is it? I mean, there are a lot of positive things that go on. Why do they not get reported? Only the big, bad things get reported. Fascinating. First time caller line, you are on the air. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Art Bell. I just want to let you know I'm a first time caller. My name's Franco. I'm in northern New Jersey.
Franco, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I've been listening to you since my young adolescence, and I was inspired to call you because I'm a big, since I was a young boy, I've always been interested in extraterrestrials. And the thing is, I have these special powers that I can't control. It just sort of pops up unpredictably. And fortunately, I was inspired, and my powers...
Well, what I love people with special powers. What kind of powers do you possess?
Well, I do have a lot of dreams that pertain to my personal life that have come true.
Okay.
And other things are actually... I have to put a lot more effort into it. Like tonight, I actually did some calculations in my notebook,
yes,
which I would like to share with you right now and the rest of the world. Let me see here. Basically...
All right, now, we're allowing each person one big prediction. So...
Yes. With regards to extraterrestrials, yes. Basically, Art Bell, I'd like to say, I'm just a little nervous, I'm sorry, it's my first time.
Take a deep breath and just give us your prediction.
Okay. Basically, with my calculations, with help with my powers, which fortunately I was able to tap tonight, between January 18th
yes.
to May 1st, there will be one of the most important UFO events will occur in human history somewhere on Earth. I'm not exactly sure the locations, unfortunately, but I know it'll be recorded by some sort of media, so... If you and your listeners could keep your eyes and ears open with regards to that effect.
Oh, yes.
It'll be something very big like Roswell and Keksberg.
Okay. All right.
And Rendlesham. So between, let's see here, like I said again, January
18th and May 1st, there'll
yes.
be a major UFO event, something on the scale of, say, Roswell.
Yes, exactly, with regards. So undeniable proof, finally, for those people who are doubters. So,
boy, that would be something to visit upon the world. All right, sir, thank you.
Thank you for letting me just share my prediction with
that's
the rest
what, hey,
of the
look, that's what we're here for. Thank you very much. That's number 77, a major contact-type event, something at least as large as Roswell. Well, that would spice up the year a little bit, wouldn't it? And I'm not sure that that even qualifies as a negative prediction. It could well be positive. Or they could eat us. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Art. This is Bernard.
Yes, Bernard.
Yes, I'd like to make a prediction.
Number 78 is what it shall be.
Okay.
All right. How do these come to you, Bernard?
Well, I had a short dream. I usually have short dreams.
Short dreams.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, you know, you take a nap and you doze off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's when you're actually more likely to have them. When you go into a very deep sleep, you don't dream a lot.
Yeah.
When you have a disturbed sleep or people are waking you up or the damn phone rings or whatever, then that can trigger a dream, it seems. At any rate, what is it?
Well, the dream is there will be a major bridge collapse. In the summertime.
A bridge collapse.
2005.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have any thoughts? You don't know where, offhand.
It's going to be in the east.
In the east somewhere. You don't have any thoughts, do you, on why almost all of my predictions are, for the most part, negative?
Yes, because it's the sign of the times.
Huh. Well, that's a fair answer. In other words, it's a sign of where we are in the world right now. Sure. Why not? There are those who believe we are in the final day is now. That things will continue to, excuse the word, quicken. Events like this will continue to accelerate in the way they're occurring. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. My name is Zena, and I'm calling from KL, Hawaii.
Really? Hi, Zena.
Yes, hi.
Okay, Zena, extinguish your radio.
Oh.
Yes.
Hi, I'm on the air now.
That's why it's important to have your radio turned off.
It's off, and aloha to you, and aloha and blessings to the entire world, and may peace prevail on earth.
Indeed.
I am a professional psychic. I've been working for about 20 years now.
Okay.
And give me one option.
We just got almost cut off, Zena. We don't have a lot of time here.
My one thing is Mount Hood is going to explode between March and June of this year.
Whew. Okay. How did you get that?
A voice. Pictures in my mind.
Okay.
I get pictures in my mind, and I get messages from guardians.
You do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mount Hood, up she goes, between March and June. That's very specific.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
There's more, but that's only one you can give me.
Well,
I've got a positive and a negative.
Well, you're not telling me that was a positive one.
No.
No?
Positive one
well,
is...
Well, see, no, you're right. I can't let you do that. I've got to take just one. Had you decided that you were going to give us only the positive one, that's the one I would have taken. But instead, you gave us Mount Hood exploding. Midnight's coming, folks.
Lay, 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 lay. Lay across my depressed bed. Lay, lay, lay. Lay across my depressed bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind.
Talk with Art Bell. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
And the great tradition on New Year's Day, as well as just prior to it, continues from the high desert. Good morning. And here on the West Coast, welcome to 2005. Happy New Year, everybody. It begins certainly on a dire note. A dire note in the news as the number of dead continue to be counted. And it probably is going to be far more than the, by the way, 150,000 dead that CNN is now talking about as a result of the tsunami. We're doing predictions for the year 2005. We're up to number 80. In a moment, we'll continue. This is Serious Business. By the way, as is also our tradition every New Year's Eve, my beautiful wife Ramona and myself took a Snap Day webcam photo right at the midnight hour. And it's up there for you. Just did that a few moments ago. Hey, hon, if you can hear me, come here for a sec. Come on in for a sec. I just want you to give them your Happy New Year. Say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
There you go. All right, everybody. That's Ramona. And without her, this show wouldn't be happening, I guarantee you. All right, back to predictions. As I said, this is Serious Business. It is. They're recorded, numbered predictions kept in the Bell family vault for a year and then revealed sometimes very painfully for those who made them and then sometimes shockingly, as in the one that predicted the tsunami. God, that was frightful. I wonder if we're going to run into that guy tonight. Anyway, here we go. First-time caller line, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Art. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. Where are you?
I'm in just south of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm listening to you on 640 WGST.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And no doubt you have a prediction which you're going to send through that cell phone you're using, right?
Yes, sir, I am. And it is a cell phone.
Okay.
I'm a police officer down here, and I've always been able to go into a room and kind of figure out what happened before looking at all the evidence.
Really?
This is my first try at a prediction.
I would think that that would be actually a kind of a natural talent for a police officer or a detective to develop, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I always said anyway, but
yeah.
You know, if there's other people that would disagree with you.
Well, I'm not one of them. I agree that it would be a natural talent and one you would develop as you were trying to solve situations. You would simply develop that talent. All right, you'll be number 80. What is it you think, sir?
I just pictured some volcanoes, which came into play with I believe it was prediction number 74 and 76.
Right.
However, what they're going to do is they're going to cloud over and cause the Earth to cool, which will, in a sense, put the weather into a deep freeze. I see it coming not this winter, but the winter for 2005.
Well, there is no question about the fact that volcanoes, when they go off, do cool regions, in fact, the Earth in some cases. So that could well occur. And you're thinking it's going to be a really major thing with not just volcano, as in singular, but plural, perhaps?
I was seeing two volcanoes or one that kind of took us by surprise. It was someplace that we didn't expect. But for some reason, I was getting the feeling that it was two. It may have been something that erupted twice.
All right. Well, I'll take this seriously, particularly in view of the fact that quite a number of people are beginning to say it. That, you know, when you get a number of them, that always worries you more for some reason.
What I thought also, I was like, oh, man, everybody's calling in with the volcano thing.
Well, I'm glad that didn't stop you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, take care. Have a good morning. I'm glad that didn't stop you. In fact, don't let that stop you. Just because somebody has made a prediction which you also are convinced of, don't let it stop you. In fact, that sort of helps us in a way. I mean, if we get to the following year and, you know, five or six people have said something about volcanoes and it turns out something really radical happened, that puts the stamp on it all the more, frankly. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. How are you?
Quite well. And your first name is?
Margie from California.
Yo, Margie.
Hi. I'd like to wish everybody a Happy New Year.
Boy, in another year. 2005.
Yeah.
There's one for you. For
well,
us,
made
I guess.
It this far. You think we'll make it any farther?
Yeah. Year by year, we'll find out. But maybe, on the other hand, you're here to tell us. How are we doing?
Well, as far as good news, I don't really have any for you.
As my expectations were not that there would be, so it's okay, I'm not hurt.
I kind of have a theory about the reason most people have negative predictions pertaining to the emotions. Whenever something really bad happens, we tend to, it's more emotionally ingrained in us. Like, for example, if you want to wake up, you set your internal alarm clock, and that's one way to do it.
And you do wake up. I certainly can do that, and I think most people can. If I tell myself I want to be awake by noon, that I'm awake by noon, I shouldn't be saying that. I'm a night person. I sleep during the day a lot.
Same here. I work graveyard.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think now that I will ever change. In fact, even during the periods where I was retired, I remained a night person. As you know, it's like I could have set some sort of, maybe even make a resolution to begin to be a day person. It wouldn't happen.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, I was just going to say that a lot of times we take the really positive things for granted, and we don't really appreciate them and give as much emotional value to them, if that makes any sense.
Well, it makes all, I guess, all the sense. Well, let me think about it. I mean, on the personal level, the positive things are far more important to me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I mean, in your family and in your life and in your situation, your memories, I'm sure, are filled with the positive things and have sort of deleted the negative things. Our brains do that to protect us.
Yeah.
And yet, when we're making predictions and watching news, it's the negative stuff. Anyway, your negative thing is?
Well, I had a dream some time ago about Korea. I dreamt, and it was just out of the blue. Nobody was expecting it. That I heard a voice of a young man scream, they just bombed Korea. And I turned to look in the direction he was facing. And
I'm sorry, what was the set again?
That Korea was bombed. And, in my dream, and this is really strong. This is why I'm, calling about this. That Korea was bombed and turned into, like, three islands. And as far as who did it, I couldn't tell you. But this was just a really powerful dream I had. And it was just out of the blue. Nobody was expecting it.
Korea is bombed. You don't know any more specifics. Are we the one that bombs Korea?
I couldn't tell you.
All right. That's a fair answer, too. And I believe me, it's down. It's number 81.
Okay.
I hope you're wrong.
Time frame, I could be. No, there was no time frame given in the dream. But anyway.
Well, it's recorded now as coming in 2005.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call, and take care. Bear that in mind, everybody, that these things are predicted to occur in the year 2005, the present year for those of us here on the West Coast, and all of the continental United States, contiguous states. It is the new year. Some of you in Alaska and Hawaii yet await. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello there. This is Marty from somewhere in Georgia.
Hello, Marty from somewhere and mysteriously in Georgia.
Okay.
Welcome. Why only somewhere? You don't want to identify where you are.
South of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yeah. And the Mason-Dixon line too, right?
Yeah, somewhere a little bit south of that.
Okay. You have a prediction for us, and you don't want to identify exactly where you are, right?
Right.
Okay. What kind of prediction would it be?
It'll be a 7.5 earthquake plus in the northeast.
Wow. There is a fault line under New York City. I was just on the news the other day. Of course, they're running everywhere now where there are fault lines. They're running those news stories. All right, so 7.5 earthquake. In the northeast. Wait, exactly where?
I see the letters P and O and V and W.
P, O, V, W. Okay.
I guess those are states. I don't know.
Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia.
Something that sounds that. I'm not really sure. I have dreams of shaking buildings. Crashing glass. And
is there anything that makes you know that it's going to happen in a fairly short time frame that makes you comfortable for predicting this for 2005?
No. It's like the middle of
summer or early fall.
All right. I've got it. A 7.5 earthquake in the northeast somewhere. All right. Thank you very, very much. We'll watch for that. That would certainly be a gigantic ding should it occur. West Virginia? Virginia, West Virginia? I don't know. POVW. This is really interesting stuff, isn't it? And, you know, there's one thing I guess you can be fairly sure of now, and that is some of what you're hearing is going to come true. I mean, statistically, your record has been improving year after year. Maybe that's a statement that could be made. Maybe the general public is getting better, and this audience specifically is beginning to improve in terms of its psychic ability. And maybe it's because that subject is discussed so heavily on this program. Who knows? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. Richard calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes, Richard. Just
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Over the hump, and the very same to you.
Thank you so much. First, a quick comment on why I think everything is so negative.
Okay.
It's like, as I've spent many years in the film business, and it's just like not only the way you can get anybody in front of the camera to do what you want, I think everything that's projected back is the same way, and none of it's been too good. That's just my opinion on it, based some of it from the Red Cross, having been in the Northridge earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as predictions go,
do you think that's what people want? That they want, to hear about negative things. It must be true because television and broadcast stations do not air things that don't get ratings, right?
That's right, but I don't think the people get a chance to give a say in it. I don't think there are news crews out there that are actively going around looking for good stories.
And they're going where they're told, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big problem.
And they're told to go where the negative news is. Why?
Or the most controversy.
Or the most controversy. That's right. But frequently that's in the negative category as well, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. All right. So you obviously have a prediction for us.
I have a prediction. I missed the beginning of the show. It's been a little hard not hearing here. But my prediction, and again, this unfortunately, and I don't watch that much news, is negative.
That's all right.
My feeling is that Mr. Cheney will not be able to conclude his next four-year term.
Health problems?
Well, I can't determine whether it's health problems or the president's PDB.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just I get these spontaneous things that happen, and the only way that I can feel about this is that It's not gonna happen.
All right. So the vice president does not complete his term. And by the way, this might be a good time for me to remind you of another rule that we have here. And that one got perilously very close indeed. One of the rules on my prediction shows is you are not allowed to predict the assassination of any U.S. political leader. Okay? And there's a very good, solid, honest reason why I don't allow that. In the past, people have called prediction programs that I've done annually, and they've predicted the assassination of a current sitting president. Well, inevitably, when that occurs, some nice little old lady, maybe in Missouri somewhere or something, calls the Secret Service and says, there was something about the president being assassinated on the radio on a call-in show, and then you know what happens? The Secret Service comes to visit me. They knock on the door. They're there with their dark suits, their little bulges in their jackets, and very polite. And, you know, I got to sit there and say, hey, look, this is a prediction show. This is the audience trying to get psychic and predict things that are going to happen. And they go, oh, well, they never have a smile on their face. They're never humored by this. They're like, probably upset they have to drive all the way out here to talk to somebody when they know what it's all about in the first place, but they have to do it. And for that reason, I don't allow those kinds of predictions. Would you? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
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 This is Art.
This is indeed Art.
Hey, this is Max in Salt Lake City.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're doing the predictions.
Indeed. Well, not me. You are.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we are.
Yes. That's right.
All right. Here's what I'm looking at. South America is going to surprise the economic world by a number of countries creating their own euro-style currency.
Well, there's already a euro.
Yeah, I know, but South America is going to do this. Style, you know, like Europe has done their euro currency.
So you're saying there'll be a new South American currency?
Yes.
Okay. New South American currency. Well, why not, I suppose, huh?
You know, because, you know, I can see the banding together of the countries, you know, because of things changing so drastically.
Well, South America, though, on the other hand, let me argue against that possibility for a moment. South America's parts of it are very politically unstable. So, you know, you'd think it'd be tough for them to get together on one currency when they can't be sure if some of the currencies involved.
But then if you look at all the countries that are economically viable, and you look at those ones that are like Venezuela, Brazil, that are advancing themselves, if they could come together and surprise the United States, that's what I'm seeing.
All right, good enough. I'll put it down. A new South American currency is predicted. That's a very interesting possibility. Certainly, it would be to their economic advantage. I mean, look how it's done for Europe. I guess the euro could be considered a fair success, couldn't it? In fact, actually, the dollar has been sinking pretty hard against the euro lately. A lot of headlines about that. New low for the dollar against the euro. So you'd have to say the euro's doing all right. And so such a move by the South American countries that are stable might be all right. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Yes, Art.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I had a very disturbing dream a few weeks ago. And I think sometime in 2005, more is going to become known about the Denver airport.
What were the specifics of the disturbing dream?
Well, I just, I was sleeping one night, and I don't know, I just have a feeling that they're going to start taking people down there and keeping them captive.
Huh.
It's going to be exposed. It was something like that. It's going to come under public scrutiny.
Huh. All right, sir. Thank you very much. So, you know, there are some urban myths about the Denver airport. They involve all kinds of things. It's sort of a, I guess, urban legend is the right phrase with regard to the Denver airport. It's just something about it. I had the unusual opportunity to take a full tour of the Denver airport. Now I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that I went to places and my wife went to places in the Denver airport the average person never gets to go to. We got to see the secret baggage handling system that was monitored oh so carefully by electronic panels that were absolutely fascinating. Yes, we saw that. But that's all we saw. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM. Predictions.
Yeah.
take a ride? To talk with Art Bell, call the Wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It's the 05 ride. I'm going to review a few more of these that we received for 2004. Now, I stand to be corrected at any point if I'm wrong about the way I rate these, because it's easy to miss something. Number 76 was 12 dirty bombs would detonate in the United States. Thank God it's bong. Number 77, SARS becomes epidemic. And the strain of SARS, SARS changes. Now, that nags me. There was something about that. Of course, there was. It didn't quite become pandemic, but epidemic maybe. You know, that might be a tentative ding for that one. 78, that we have a depression, thank God, no. Number 79, a giant archaeological discovery of some sort in Australia. Now, I'm not sure about that one. I'm putting a question mark by it. Was there a large archaeological discovery in Australia? Something nags that it might be true. That's what I mean. I can't get them all. 80, a big discovery at Egypt. And they felt the pyramid would levitate. It definitely didn't do that, Bonk. Number 81, someone named R.L., with the initials R.L., would be found dead of a drug overdose. Again, help me out here. I'm going to bong it, I guess, until I hear differently. 82. We always get one of these at least every year, that a new free energy device will be discovered, heat to electricity, and the world will be saved with a new energy device, free energy device. Still a bonk, I'm afraid. Number 83, Art will write another book. Ha ha. I told you I wouldn't. Bonk. So, I'll hold that there. We'll read more of those as time goes on. In the meantime, back to the business of predictions for the year coming. Now, don't be too humored by the fact that a lot of what you're hearing may come true. Don't be humored by the fact that, and don't just scoff at it, because it really may be. In consideration of last year's record, you've got to imagine it can happen. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Art.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Where are you?
Orlando, Florida.
All right, and your first name?
Rich.
Okay, Rich. You're about to give us a heavy one, I sense.
Not necessarily a heavy one, but just a problem that I foresee.
All right.
With the space shuttle's new tanks, or the redesign of the tanks.
Yes.
Whatever they've done to redesign it to prevent the foam problem has caused some other problem. Now, I see the shuttle going up, and it's as if it has rotated, and you see not the shuttle itself, but the tanks. And I don't know why, but I think it's the left tank or the port side tank of the shuttle.
Right.
There's a problem with that tank. Now, I see like a 2-second video loop in my mind.
Yeah.
Of it in the air. I don't see anything beyond that. I don't see it. I don't see it exploding. I don't see it going further up. It just seems to stop at that point. But there's a problem with the tanks. Excuse me. There's
well, that's not yeah, that's not exactly a positive one at all. I mean, that's potentially catastrophic. We've had plenty of catastrophes so far. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it doesn't mean what we probably think it might mean.
You know, I just don't see it exploding or anything that way, but I don't see it not exploding either.
Uh-huh.
There's a problem with the tank.
So you could be seeing a problem that could either manifest itself or not.
Yes. I really think they should put it up with a payload on it and test the new tanks out before they actually put a shuttle up.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you very much. And that, if something happened, you may recall, many of you may recall, Major Ed Dames. And, you know, I guess I ought to give Ed credit. He's going to be on the air tomorrow night, by the way. The much-loved and hated Ed Dames. You know, the caller who called and predicted the tsunami and was so reluctant to actually say it, that man claimed to have been trained by Ed Dames. You heard me play back that call. That was a chilling call to hear the tsunami predicted. Very chilling indeed. But he claimed he was trained by Ed Dames. Be here tomorrow night. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Howdy.
Well, I can't say that I have real good news, but I think that most people have expected to hear this for a long time. We've been reading in the news about how bad the flu season was going to get. It was eventually, they thought that because of the shortage of flu vaccine that a lot of people might die this year because of it. And so I've been having this really strange dream about people dying, and now I realize it has nothing to do with the flu. It has everything to do with the tidal wave that just hit. In my dreams, I see by the end of June, over 500,000 people will be dead because of that water. And by the end of this year, it might be almost 1 million people. It's going to be spread to any country that's near there. It's going to just be a whole new disease.
Well, you know, they're very, very concerned right now, of course, about the, in fact, I'm hearing reports that if the disease is not prevented, it will kill as many as have died from the tsunami itself.
Absolutely. I live, of course, in the state. I live in Oregon, where Mercy Corps and Northwest Medical Teams are. And, of course, I know a few people that help them out, and they're scared to death.
Well, you know, something that kind of scared me this year is the following. The scientists, usually a flu strain pops up, and then they begin talking about it. But this year, they've been talking, and last year, I guess I had announced it, they've been talking about, oh, here it comes. The bird flu is coming. It's going to happen. It's like, hey, it hasn't happened yet. How do they know?
Exactly.
That's been driving me nuts, but thank you. I've got your prediction down here. That really drives me crazy. How do they know that the bird flu is coming? Are they seeing transitions and species jumping already going on, or how do they know? But the fact that they're telling us worries me, and I imagine many of you as well. How do you account for that? That they're predicting we're going to have this species jump. It seems like a wild prediction to make, like the ones we're doing this morning. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I do have a prediction.
Yes, sir.
I used to live in L.A., okay?
Uh-huh.
And I've been right about seismic activity for a long time.
Okay.
I believe that Los Angeles will be hit by seismic activity in February, but within the next 90 days at the max.
An earthquake.
Yeah, and it will be at least a magnitude of 6 to the magnitude of 7. And I've been pretty successful on predicting them, because when I was up in Tujunga, I was there during the Northridge Ridge earthquake, and I told my roommates, I said, we're going to have one in the morning,
uh-huh.
and it's going to be a large one. And the reason why I knew that, because I got a bad shock.
I'm sorry, because you got a bad what?
Shock, like a electrical voltage going up right up my back.
A shock.
Yeah, a shock. It's like the animals would get.
Sure. No, that's very interesting.
This one has to do with what's happening right now in L.A. A lot of torrential rains, okay?
Weird things are happening in L.A. In fact, sir, let me tell you, I've got your earthquake recorded as number 88. I saved this from the other day. There was a tornado warning in L.A. A warning means, you know, it's either on the ground or about to be on the ground. That's serious stuff. A tornado warning in L.A. It was EAS activation the whole trip. I mean, it was really wild. Reminiscent of the day after tomorrow a bit, huh? Tornado warnings in L.A. I don't know how much of the country actually heard about that, but it freaked out a bunch of my friends down in the Burbank area and elsewhere. I mean, tornadoes on the ground in L.A., come on. That's the movies, right? West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Art?
I am doing quite well, thank you. 2005 seems to have a good feel to it at the beginning.
This is Dale calling from Aberdeen, Washington.
Yes, sir.
Listening to the KRXO.
Yes, sir.
I have been having really bad dreams about cannibalism. And,
jeez.
Yeah.
Just take us right downhill, why don't you?
Well, you know, the lady that called about Korea here just, you know, a while ago.
Right.
For some reason, what she said really kicked in with me. And my feeling about the cannibalism was really centered around the disaster area. But when she started talking about Korea, I just got the distinct impression inside myself that it's already happening in Korea. And I think that's going to come out, and that there's going to be a big problem with people having to eat people in these disaster areas.
Well, are you referring to the tsunami disaster areas now, or are you referring to the starvation going on in Korea?
Well, the disaster, the tsunami in Southeast Asia, but also with the starvation going on in Korea. I think the Koreans have already started turning to cannibalism.
All right. Well, thank you for the depressing prediction. Second, sir?
Uh-huh.
Take care. Cannibalism, gee, cannibalism. Well, that would be desperation, all right, and I'm sure it's bad in Korea, but I don't think it's reached that level, and I hope it doesn't in this year. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
This is Kathy from Forestville.
Kathy, Kathy, you know you should be turning your radio off.
It's off.
Thank you. All right. And from New York, huh?
Right.
All right.
Well, actually, I get you from Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville. Mm-hmm. W-H-A-S?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think that they're going to be commercial development of the Northwest Passage.
Really?
Yes. I think since the ice is going to continue to disappear, that'll become a viable shipping route.
Huh. You're right about that. They're already planning for it. Our own Navy is planning how to navigate and protect that northern chunk of ice that's about to be no more ice. Yeah, the whole thing's fascinating. Commercial passage, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That's something to contemplate. All right, that's quite a prediction. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that has to do with what's going on with our climate. If you look at photographs of the North Pole, I don't know why I'm laughing. Again, it's one of those things you have to chuckle at, but I talk about it all the time, both at the South Pole and the North Pole. They are melting. Now, this is a very important thing for those of us here on Earth to make note of, the fact that our poles of our planet are melting. This is important. People I know, they go, yeah, right, global warming. But if you look at pictures of, say, the last, oh, I don't know, 10 years, even particularly to the north, it'll scare the hell out of you. Frankly, international line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you calling from?
British Columbia, Canada.
Okay, you're on the air, and your prediction.
Another prediction.
Well, predictions only.
I think you guys will ban our beef again.
I think you guys what?
Well, ban our beef again.
Oh, buy your beef?
Ban our beef.
Well, you know, we buy Canadian beef. I'll put that down. I heard a story last night that they think another Canadian cow has been isolated with man-cow disease. So I'm not sure whether that will come true, but it may well. At the same time, I think there is a deal in structure for exchange of beef once again. But there was that story. Now, it didn't enter the food chain, thank goodness. But, you know, that's two stories now, and how long? First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Hey, how's it going tonight?
Quite well, sir, and welcome to the program.
Oh, yes, I got a positive prediction to make tonight.
You have a positive one?
Yes, a positive one.
Uh-huh.
We're going to see a huge economic growth in transportation this year, especially on the Mississippi River, running all the way down to the Gulf, and it's going to cause global markets to expand and our own economy and markets.
All right, you're going to have to, now I'm having to put down new numbers. I didn't plan that we would get this many. So I'm numbering as we speak, but you're going to have to consolidate your prediction for me so I can write it quickly. What would you say in just a few words?
Transportation growth is going to expand tremendously.
Okay. What kind of transport do you think?
Barges and truck. And all three modes of transportation, you're going to see a huge growth due to grain, exporting grain. We're going to see huge exports in grain this year.
Huh. And we're going to be sending it where, do you think?
It'll be going to China, Asia, mostly that part of the world.
Mm-hmm. All right. I appreciate it. That's increased business. So the export, transport, that is, growth of grain exports to China and Asia and all the rest of it. Well, I suppose that's logical. That will probably grow China's economic situation is incredible. What's going on right now in China economically is frightening. You need to take a look at it. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, turn your radio off, please. Turn that off.
Hello.
I'm going to have to go if you don't turn off the radio.
I'm turning off my phone.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, hello again. Do you see, folks, why I ask people to turn down the radios so we don't have to go through this? Okay, so your first name is?
Norma.
Okay, and you have a prediction for us?
Yes.
What would that be?
The prediction is that a lot of cover-ups are going to be revealed and that it's going to make a big upset.
I beg your pardon? A big upset of what?
Upset in our government.
Scandal in government. Well, that's almost...
No, because of cover-ups being revealed.
Got it. All right, got it. Like the 9/11 thing, right? Do you realize how big a deal that's becoming now? How big a conspiracy theory, the whole 9/11 thing has become, it has grown to monstrous proportions, absolutely monstrous proportions. And I'm sure people are sighing out there and going, yeah, she's right, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be that 9/11, the whole thing was covered up. We did it to ourselves. The President of the United States ordered 9/11. God, why are we going through this stuff? I'm sorry, I didn't buy it then, I don't buy it now, unlikely to ever buy that. But people keep trying to sell. Boy, I'll tell you, it's like a religion. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, this is Steve from Elville.
Steve, we have very little time. Do you want to try to squeeze number 94 in here, buddy?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I was have had a reoccurring dream that, or I don't know what you want to call it, premonition, whatever, that all of our computers, there's a huge virus that basically disables America.
Got it. All right, I'm going to have to hold it right there. Here it comes, a huge virus.
Oh, pretty blue.
guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know. After I heard her say hello, couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day.
To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It is indeed my honor to be the first voice on Coast in 2005.
Loving you.
Pretty music, isn't it? Good morning, everybody. Gia Brand, New Year. Here we are once again, another new year. You made it through another year. That's a way to think about it. We're doing predictions for the year 2005. Indeed, this is the last hour that I will record predictions for this next year, and then they become bundled up and hidden away in the Bell family vault until once again next year we drag them out and see how you did. Now, I contend that your average has been going up, particularly in terms of hitting the big ones. I mean, there really have been a few. Number 84 last year, the return of Christ, well, don't think so. Number 85, Dirty Bomb in Chicago. Thank God, no. Number 86, let's see, Marathon Record. Marathon Record Breaking Berlin in Berlin. So somebody breaks a marathon record in Berlin by 12 seconds. Is that what it says, 13 seconds? I'm going to give it a bonk. You know, you correct me if I'm wrong. Let's see, number 87 is hard for me to decipher. Oh, that they find a missing 727. You know, there was a plane that took off from Africa. I think that's the one they're talking about. Now, whether or not they found it, I'm going to tentatively bonk it, and again, on Fast Blast, if somebody would let me know. Number 88, Arafat proven real. I still don't know what that means, proven real. Oh, Ararat, not Arafat. Arafat is no longer with us. Ararat, I'm afraid, has not yet been conclusively proven. 89, Bin Laden and weapons of mass destruction found. Well, wrong on both counts. Bonk, bonk. Number 90, a deadly disease. You know, I'm really tempted to ding that one. They did actually begin talking about the first species jump problems between, and that's the reason for all the talk, between birds and human beings in China. That is a potential ding that a deadly disease begins. It could, a potential ding for that one. Number 91, May 5th, something happens to Big Ben. Well, I think Big Ben is just fine, so we'll bonk that. Number 92, U.S. liberates Iran. Well, indeed, we have not done that. Number 93 is the one that sticks in McCraw and should stick in yours, too. I played the audio a little while earlier of the man who predicted a tsunami. That's all. He was kind of secretive about it. It was really cool. I played the tape back, and he predicted, in fact, a tsunami. And in fact, obviously, we've had a tsunami. That one caused me a moment of pause. So in just one more moment, we will continue with your calls and predictions for 2005. Remember, when you make predictions here on the air, they're recorded as if they're chiseled in stone. People around the country recording them. And so if you get one right, as our friend did with the tsunami, particularly since it was sort of a secretive call. I mean, the man was reserved. I can't tell you. I'm calling you with a prediction I can't make. And, of course, the word tsunami got out. Weird stuff. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Quite well, sir. Where are you?
I'm in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Battle Creek, Michigan. All right. And your first name?
Bud.
And your prediction?
Well, I think the automobile, the cars, the car parts, the whole system of, the whole automobile thing. I think it's going to take a hit on, unemployment and everything, because they're just pumping them out too much, and there's just too many cars out there. So I think they're going to be, taking a big hit on, layoffs and job loss and, stuff like that on parts and cars and just the whole thing.
Okay. We'll call it a car industry depression.
Right. I mean, I've felt this for years.
You honestly think there's really? Yeah, but are there really too many out there? I mean, I know there's this old.
My God, yes.
Well, yes, but sir, there's this old saying that U.S. cars in general are they only last so long, and then they die, and then you have to get a new one.
Yeah, but see, there's more people out there that make on my pay scale than there is that can afford these cars that they just keep pumping out every day and every day and every day and every day and every day, and it's. It's going to have to slam to a halt sooner or later. People can't just keep buying these new cars they're pumping out all the time.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'll put it down as prediction number 95, but gee whiz, they've been doing pretty well so far. I mean, they really have. Is there any depression in the, any disparity between the supply and demand for automobiles? I don't think so. He's right about there being a lot of them out there. Knows there's a lot of them out there, but disparity between supply and demand? Don't think so. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello?
Yes.
Good. You're there. What is your first name?
Stephen.
Stephen, welcome to Coast AM Prediction Show. Where are you, Stephen?
Linden, Washington, 3 miles from Canada.
Excellent. Okay. And you have come to us with a vision of something.
Yeah. An earthquake. 7.1 magnitude by January 9th. Sometimes when I make these predictions, I'm like a week. This stuff happens a week after the date that I predicted. But this would be a 7.1 earthquake. If you took a line out from the border of Peru and Ecuador, go out to the Galapagos, and then go back into Panama.
Yes.
In a triangle.
Uh-huh.
It will occur somewhere in that zone. And, of course, it's going to cause a lot of panic in Panama and Colombia. But it won't cause the kind of destruction that we saw in Southeast Asia, but it just will scare a lot of people.
Well, earthquakes sure do that real well. You believe it to be somewhere near Panama and Colombia, to be affected anyway.
Yes, and I figure it'll be out in the ocean between them and the Galapagos Islands.
It's quite specific. Now, as a matter of interest, how do you discern this?
I get pictures in the forehead without sound, kind of a
silent pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true clairvoyant third eye kind of thing.
Got it. All right. Well, it is officially number 96.
And I'm the person who sent you the fast blast regarding Sylvia, whom we all love, and I pray for her and pray for you too, Art. You have a great 2005.
And you as well, sir. Thank you very much. So there it is, another one for an earthquake. Well, I guess understandably, there have been quite a few in that category tonight, and I think that it's because it's, well, I mean, this is one explanation anyway, that it's on everybody's mind because of what just happened. Or you could also believe that because of what just happened, there's going to be more to come. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, my name's Tana in Trenton, Ohio.
What is that name again?
Tana.
T-A-N-N-A?
Yes.
That's a kind of a neat name.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I'm so concerned about, I have been for about 6 months now, about our coal mines here in America.
Coal mines?
Yes. I feel like they're going to be attacked. And, you know, many hurt in the mines. That would put a lot of people out of work, and, you know, our factories still use a lot of coal. And I'm concerned about that. I feel like that should, you know.
Well, coal is an important fuel, remains an important fuel, and so you think the coal mines will be attacked?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any idea?
I'm sensing about the middle of the year. That's what I'm feeling like.
All right. I'll put it down. Let's see what happens.
All right. Thank
All right,
you, Matt.
Thank you, and take care. It's like a big test, you know. You're hearing from people in every, I think pretty much every category of life, if I've been listening carefully, and I'm a pretty good judge of people. We're getting them in every category of life out across the country. And they're trying to make, I think this night we're getting a particular group of people who really have concentrated, and it's going to be fascinating to see how you do. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year to all.
Yes, sir.
This is Jason in Portland listening on 1190 KEX.
Right.
And I have a prediction. Like you, I'm fascinated with the concept of time travel. And,
oh, yes.
You've heard that Michio Kaku said that teleportation is an instantaneous interaction via quantum entanglement, and that there's really hasn't been any way to send information instantaneously. And I think that my prediction would be that instantaneous information would be sent via teleportation, which would imply communication through time. And I know that they're trying to combine something called Grover's algorithm, which is sort of a quantum state computation on a photon. And I think
I think that your prediction is entirely reasonable. First of all, thank you very much. You're quite right about quantum entanglement essentially being an instant communication, even arguably instantly something in two places at one time. And while it may or may not be possible in the years we have left to see solid objects sent through time, it may indeed be possible early on to send information through time. So an extension of this technology that we're talking about might allow for information to be sent through time, which would be a kind of time travel, wouldn't it? Fascinating. International Line, you're on the air. Where are you, please?
Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta.
And welcome to the program.
How are you doing tonight, Art?
Quite well. Your prediction, if given, will be number 99.
Well, you could either keep it as 99 or go back to the great sucking sound and change that one.
No, I can't change anything, so
okay.
It's going to be 99.
Okay, you misunderstood me the last time I called. It's not going to be a great sucking sound that's going to be coming. I believe God is going to bring everybody together who are Christians, Jews, and we're going to
now,
be...
Is this something you've seen now?
Well, I speak to God on a continuous basis, and
okay.
He's been preparing me.
So this is word straight from God, through you.
Of course.
First person. Okay, then go ahead.
So he's been preparing me to prepare all of the Christians, to have their garments washed with the blood of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's an awful, that's quite a charge on you.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I know how David felt and the other kings of the past.
So you're a king.
In this situation, I believe that the Lord is going to bring about Zion, which is the kingdom of God on earth. Jesus spoke about it on numerous occasions. It's spoken about in the Bible. And I believe that the Lord is...
I think you're giving me too many predictions. I just... One specific thing.
One specific thing?
Yes.
People are going to repent for their sins. They're going to come closer to God.
All right. All right. I'll tell you what. I'm going to relegate that into the proselytizing category. And that's a judgment call on my part, but that's the kind of call that, and I don't think I misunderstood anything this time. You know, I could hear it. I mean, I'm sure everybody listening could hear it. It was proselytizing. And you were using the time to do that instead of, even though you said you spoke to God, I'm respectful of all that, but still it's proselytizing. So I'm not putting that down as an exact prediction. What's to the Rockies? You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mark from Vancouver, Washington.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, I have a prediction.
Okay.
I think that this year they're supposed to be coming out with a new nanotechnology clothes.
I guess some of them actually are already out is what I've been hearing, yes.
Well, I predict that this year there will be an allergic reaction to some people.
Really? And how does it manifest itself?
I'm not sure.
I mean, do they get giant red welts where they've been wearing this stuff?
Yeah, either that or swelling or dots, rashes.
Really? Oh, well, this will help the new clothes market when it does come out. Are you calling to help them out, sir? All right. Thank you very much. All right, so when these new clothes, these manufactured new smart clothes, we're going to call them, and I don't know how smart I want any of my clothes getting, but that's what we've got coming is smart clothes. When they get here, there will be a specific allergic reaction, and people will break out in dots or welts or who knows. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello. Hello. Going once. Going twice. Gone. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, hello, Art.
Hello, sir.
This is Keith in Hamilton, Ontario.
Well, Keith, you now are going to be able to make prediction number 100, whereas the other caller, who couldn't bring themselves to make their lips move, could have done it.
Right.
Yours will be 100, all right.
Yes, sir. I've been talking to you for so many years. I have my prediction written down, but you just read it off. You gave a potential ding number 90.
Not number 90 for 2005?
Yeah, 2004.
2004?
Yeah.
Number 90, deadly disease.
Yeah.
Okay, so you...
I thought my bird flu should have hit it.
You think there's going to be a deadly disease?
No, that was just my one for 04. You gave a potential.
I see. Okay, yeah, I'm giving it a potential ding because they keep saying it's already happening, the bird flu, so...
There is, I believe, 17 dead, I believe, from the bird flu, or maybe more.
Yeah, I'm not following it that closely. I know there have been several already, and it's freaking me out the way they're talking. Anyway, look, we're here for 100, a very honored spot.
Yes, a very excellent spot. I scare friends with predictions I usually make. This year, I'm going to say racial wars.
Oh, brother.
Mm-hmm.
In our country?
Canada and America, yes. Both. It's... Yeah.
You think, that's a really strange prediction.
It is. I follow the news probably more than anyone. There's just been some strange racial stories, especially in Toronto. I think in a period of 2 weeks, it was blacks shooting whites, white shooting blacks. There's actually spray painted, it said Black Power. Spray painted were a white 16-year-old was shot.
Well,
in Toronto.
Okay. Well, I have recorded you as honored position number 100, but I'm sorry it's that dire, and I just can't imagine. You know, really can't imagine. I thought for the most part, we were pretty much over that. Maybe not completely, obviously not completely, but I mean, more than not, we as a society had almost gotten past that. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. My name's Joe.
Joe, it's going to have to be quick. Prediction number 101, near the bottom of the hour.
I see an invasion by Russia under the skies of the blue helmet from the United Nations in 2005.
The Russians invade the U.S.?
Yes, and the Chinese.
Huh. How do you look at the whole fall of communism and the present state of Russia with, imperfect as it is, elections going on and people buying and selling things, and they're looking almost democratic over there, almost anyway?
I look at it as smoke and mirrors. I fought against the communists, and I don't believe
so. The communist devils are still going to get us.
All right,
sir. Listen, I got to go. We're at a break point. Thank you very much. So we're going to sneak in undercover the UN and get us, the Russians. What do you think? Think they're playing dead? I don't know. We'll be right back.
Talk with Art Bell. Call the Wildcard Line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5. And dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
It absolutely is. Good morning. We're making predictions for the year 2005, and this is your final 30 minutes to get your prediction in. It's important, it's recorded, and it's reviewed. In a moment, we'll finish reviewing those made for 2004. Don't move. Well, all right. Good morning. We continue with a very important program this morning, the annual predictions show, and reviewing those that we have left, which is my job to go over them. Number 94 would be that a patent is filed for synthetic fuels. Now, this is going to be one of those where I'm going to put a question mark and let you settle it. I would probably bong it, but on the other hand, there's always patents being filed for this kind of thing, so synthetic fuels. 95, incontrovertible evidence that disproves Richard Hoagland's theories. Bonk. 96, Saddam goes on trial. Bonk. Now, the preparations for his trial are well underway, and it will begin soon, but did not in 2004. Number 97, art has improved health. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm going to ding that. In fact, I have lost quite a bit of weight, and because I've lost quite a bit of weight, I feel much better. So I'm dinging that one. 98, stock markets crash. Well, nope. I'd bong that. I think we're at 11.8 on the Dow right now, so it's doing all right. 99, civil war in Cuba. Civil war in Cuba, big bonk. Oh, we wish, huh? 100, Cheney steps down after election. Well, bonk, at least during that year. Number 101, dimensional travel discovered. I wish it were true, but I'm bonking that. Number 102, J.C. calls in 2004. J.C. By that reminds me, we're going to be doing open lines coming up this Sunday. So, J.C., if you're out there, there is a shot for you. Ding, 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 ding. J.C. did indeed call in 2004. And 103, ancient civilization found on Mars. Well, Well, bonk. You know, there's a lot of things that you could point to, but nothing publicly acknowledged. 104, young girl captures headlines, and I'm gonna bonk this, but I'm gonna get in trouble for it because there inevitably will be a young girl captured the headline story. Oh, I give up. I'll ding it. The last one gets a ding. Sure, there was a young. I don't know what the story was, but I know it's true. 104, young girl captured the headlines in some way. And actually, now that I think about it, there's probably a number of stories. So that's a ding. 104, the last one for last year, is a ding. That's kind of nice. So you really, in a couple of instances in 2004, you did a spectacular job, a chilling job. And the fact that you nailed tsunami is going to bother me for some time. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Eric.
Hello.
I'm Fran. I'm in Las Vegas. I've been a long-time listener, but it's the first time I've gotten to talk to you.
Well, it's an honor to have you.
Thank you, sir. I keep having something that's bothering me because it's close. This whole business with the tectonic plates moving around.
Yes.
And I keep seeing, do you know where the Halloran Summit is if you go out toward California?
Of course.
Everything on that side of it, splitting off and sliding.
California out. Breaks off.
Yes. But it's starting at the Halloran Summit.
Yeah, well, that's starting at the Halloran Summit, maybe, but that includes a hell of a lot of people.
Yes, it does. However, that's the bad news. The good news is it doesn't just sink. Of course, there's a lot of...
Let me guess. It floats out and becomes an island. Is that a yes?
Essentially, yeah. Because there's more land rising up out of the Pacific out there.
And where do you think it would break off to the north? I mean, it wouldn't be the entire state, would it?
Somewhere around the Central Valley.
Ah, so about mid-California,
yeah.
All the way down, would break off and float. How far out to sea do you think?
About several miles.
Huh, goes several miles.
So that there's a...
Outside the 12-mile limit?
No. Unfortunately.
Oh, well, all right. Thank you very much. California breaks off and, you know, from the south all the way to about mid-state or so and floats on out into the sea. But doesn't sink. It becomes an island or a small nation declares war on us. Who knows? Wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
I can't believe I got through.
Oh, you have, and you'll be number 103.
Wow. Okay, I like that number. This is Laura in San Diego.
Right.
I'm a spiritualist.
anyway, I have a prediction, and this comes from a message that I got from a gray alien being who came to visit.
Well, that's a source.
Yes.
All right, so the following comes from a gray.
A gray, and it is, what he said was very doom and gloom, but it was also good, so I guess I should give you both. What he said first was that our planet was doomed.
Planet doomed.
There was going to be a huge explosion, and many people would die, which is bad.
Yeah, it seems bad.
He says after this happens,
yes,
that they are going to stop and talk to us. They will stop and talk to us after people are willing to accept them and wanting their help. And then I started asking questions as to where and when. He said within 2 years. This was about a year ago.
Yes.
This makes me nervous. I feel like a crackpot even giving this message, but...
It's all right.
Yes, I guess you've heard it all.
You're absolutely in the right place. You've called the right program without
but
question.
This was close to a year ago. He said it was within 2 years.
After this, though, next time I want you calling Roger Hedgecock, all right?
Roger Hedgecock.
That's right. Yeah.
Where is Roger Hedgecock?
Well, you'll have to look up the name. Anyway, okay, all this comes from a gray. And
it comes from a gray, and he said it was around the area of Las Vegas. July 13th, I asked him,
Vegas.
What is it? He said, I can't tell you. I said, is it an asteroid? I'm assuming it's a natural event. I got a message right before that from God saying there were going to be earth changes. So I'm assuming it's a natural something
okay.
that
all right, well, I'm
beyond
going,
our imagination.
I'm going with the planet doomed. I mean, that's going to be
that's bad.
Primary, very bad. And it's going to be a primary interest to those listening. So planet doomed, many die. And this, by the way, so you know the source, comes from a gray alien. And so there you are. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Art Bell, is
it? Well, yes, it is.
Okay, good morning, Art Bell. This is Albert from...
Albert, you're going to have to really just project like there were people listening a mile away who couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm calling from Plattsburgh, New York.
Okay.
WEAV 960 AM.
All righty. And you have a prediction?
Yes. I predict that all commercial airlines and flights, this is actually a good prediction, not a bad one.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I won't say it's first, but it's close. So all these airlines, what?
Basically, it's all going to be safe to travel. There's not going to be any crash of any kind. No falling and plummeting into the ocean, no hijacking, no nothing. It's going to be all safe all year. It's going to have a track record of being the safest all year.
Well, you know, I just couldn't be happier to have this prediction. I really mean that, and I sincerely want to thank you for taking the time to see something good.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
I'll see you later. Finally, somebody sees something good. It's been a little bleak, I must tell you, and I'm not sure what's at work here. In fact, I would be interested in emails on that subject. I really would. This whole negativity thing. We just had a very rare positive prediction, but I really would be interested in your thoughts. West of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Art. Mike trucking across Idaho.
Yeah. Way to go, Mike.
Okay, hey, I got doom and gloom for you. Sorry
okay,
about that.
Well, hey, this is the home of. And then there's Dr. Doom tomorrow night. It's a theme.
Sure, well, I get most of my information off of Coast to Coast with you and George, so it's your fault.
Uh-huh. All right.
And your guest, not you personally, I'm sorry.
Well, okay, thank you. So, gloomous.
Okay, the United States may cease to exist in 2005 as we know
it. Oh, that definitely, U.S. ceases to exist. All right, well, that's quite a statement to make.
On a political basis and many military basis, and my reasoning behind that is that we're at war with Russia and China, we don't know it, and they're using the Islamic terrorists in Iran as their proxies. And here's where I'm going with this. In Iran,
you would think, though, that our intelligence agencies would have already uncovered such a massive conspiracy?
Well, if they did, would they tell us, Art? I don't think they'd tell us.
Well, there's a hell of a question. Actually, that's a hell of a question. Would they?
No, they wouldn't tell us.
Boy, oh boy, would they tell us.
Well, the Iranians have already said that if they fear a preemptive strike from Israel or the United States, they'd use every means possible to take us out. And with our troops right next door in Iraq, I can see them using nuclear against us sometime this year. Plus, Russia and China and India are selling U.S. treasuries. They're supporting our foreign debt. And
all right. Well, look, you're giving me too much New Year cheer here. Too much. I've got it. U.S. ceases to exist will be your official prediction for number 105. The details are all right, I suppose, but a little gruesome. Huh. Well, can you imagine if that was so? If there was some major, or even two major superpowers, or very large nuclear and military powers were secretly doing all this to us, would we be told? What a fascinating question. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy in Houston.
Hello, Cindy.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Happy New Year to you and Ramona.
Thank you, very soon.
I can't believe I got through. I'm so excited.
We got a cute little picture of Ramona and myself on there.
I've seen it.
All right.
Yeah, y'all are so cute. So sweet. And I love your bumper music. I know you really love her.
I certainly do.
Uh-huh. Anyway, I fast-blasted you a couple of minutes ago. I don't know if you've had a chance to read it, but you mentioned the tornadoes earlier in L.A.
I saved the EAS activation for L.A. It was incredible to even see. It gave me chills. It reminded me of the day after tomorrow.
I know, right? Well, you know, I've been thinking about calling you because I listened last week. And I saw your movie. It was great.
By the way, Arthur C. Clarke himself referenced The Day After Tomorrow. I think there was some quote on the website, something like, of course, from Sri Lanka. That's where Arthur is, and Sir Arthur. And he said, the day after Christmas was more like the day after tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all there, just like the movies, but in real life. But, Art, I've been having dreams, and I didn't want to, I started to call, and I thought, well, he's going to think it's because I've seen the movie. But I've been having dreams about tornadoes and the boiling. The skies are like green and yellow, just boiling skies. But I'm not here in Houston. I know it's not here. It's another city with, like, a lot of statuette-type things in the yard and things. And I'm thinking, well, like, the weather can't be too bad because they have all this stuff here. But then they start coming down, massive tornadoes. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to call Art because you mentioned it. I didn't know they had a warning there.
If
but
you believe the Earth is in a warming trend right now, then that warmth is energy. And that additional energy mixing with cold, it will indeed cause tornadoes. So if we're having a radical change in the weather, tornadoes would not be out of line.
Exactly. Anywhere at any time, I don't think.
All right. It's down, and we will follow your prediction as we follow all of them and see if it comes true. And that's a likely one, in my estimation, that we'll see tornadoes in odd places where we haven't seen them before and many more of them. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Turn your radio off, please.
Sure.
Yes. Very important. Besides, good exercise. Okay, go ahead.
My prediction for 2005
is?
It's kind of, it's a... You might think it's a two-parter, but it runs in together.
No, that's sneaking and getting it. Well, let's hear it.
Okay. There's going to be a terrorist attack, but it's not going to be in this country. It's going to be over in the Middle East somewhere.
Yes.
Al-Qaeda is going to be behind it.
Well, that's almost inevitable. That's every day. So.
Right. And within 30 days after that attack, we're going to find bin Laden.
Okay, so I'm going to put down, we find bin Laden.
That'll work.
All right. Where do you suppose we'll find him?
I believe our intelligence is going to, as lackadaisical as it is, we're going to find him in Afghanistan.
So then you predict we will stumble over him.
Yes. We're going to
go, oh, bin Laden.
Right. We're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. Is that him? Yep, yep, it's him. We got him.
All right. All right. Very good. As good a prediction as you could expect. That's a good one, actually. That in some city or some little border town on the border of Pakistan somewhere, we stumble into bin Laden. As likely as not. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. How you doing?
Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Mike. I'm from southern Indiana.
Okay, Mike, I'm trying to sneak...
in New Mexico, listened to you since 1980s.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to sneak him in fast now, buddy, so hit me with something quick.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I think that Ukraine is probably going to join NATO.
Okay. Joins NATO. I didn't know they weren't in NATO. They hadn't joined yet, huh?
No.
All right. So you think, will they petition NATO, or will NATO petition them?
I think that due to their Western leading now with the
Elections.
With the election of a new president.
Yeah, I kind of thought that what just went on over there was all in all, I don't know, a pretty good thing. I mean, it's like right seemed to triumph and honesty seemed to triumph.
But at the same time, could it cause a rift between Russia and the United States?
That's interesting. All right, well, we'll follow that and we'll see. The main prediction was Ukraine joins NATO. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello. Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everybody else, too. We're short on time, sir.
Okay, it's John listening to you on 560 KPQ in Wenatchee, Washington.
Way to go. Your prediction is going to be 109. 109, yeah.
Great.
All right.
I predict you'll do a coast-to-coast broadcast from orbit in space.
Oh, how do you think that's going to happen?
Well, you never know. You know there's people going up there now.
Well,
you might know some of them.
Well,
you might get an offer.
And you're sure it's, I mean, how about launching George?
Well, I don't know about that. Who knows? And they might get that space, hotel going eventually too.
You've heard about that and the Bigelow project. Yes.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, the host of Coast to Coast, you want to go with that? Or you absolutely want to make it me?
I want to make it you.
You want to make it me.
And you'll be able to see coast to coast for a change.
From
orbit.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, I'll tell you, that'd be a hell of a show. All right, buddy.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's a great way to end the predictions. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And good night all. Let's let her do it, shall we? This is Crystal Gayle. She wrote these words for this program. And it's, we'll see you tomorrow night, huh? Good night.
Midnight in the desert, shooting stars across the sky. This magical journey will take us on a ride. Filled with the longing, searching for the truth. Will we make it till tomorrow? Will the sun shine on you?